Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve Gents. Weekly episode, bringing you the Word of God from a transgender perspective and a queer perspective. Well, how are you today? I trust your day has gone well. We're pretty much into fall. It's been about a month, almost a month already. And fall settled in. And I mentioned earlier, this is probably one of my favorite times of year. And so for all you people who love autumn, enjoy it, embrace it, and get all you can out of it. Today I will be doing a little reading from Psalm, one of my favorite chapters, verse 46, chapter 46. I'm going to read the whole thing. There's only 11 verses, so just bear with me. It shouldn't take, it should be very enjoyable to me. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. I'm reading from the New International Version. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall, and the heart into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar, foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. That is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolation he hath brought upon the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. As you know now, we have the coronavirus. A lot of things have changed in this 7 months. But as time goes on, you see fear start to bubble up. Fear has come up. It's been manifested in, sadly, many harmful ways of, quote, rioting, looting, people getting hurt, some people even dying. Also, you see things like people getting angry at each other. People are wondering where they're going to get their next meal. In some cases, I was worrying about where they're going to get their rent, how they're going to pay their rent. Many have lost jobs. Some have lost businesses. Businesses keep closing. Somebody might be asking, doesn't God care? Well, yes, he does. God does care. The first verse says God is our refuge and strength, and every person help in trouble. I know times past when, when there was trouble, many people depended upon God. Many people prayed. Many people, develop a closer walk with God, another relationship with God. Maybe some people who were at one time antagonistic toward spiritual things, now they see that they have no control over what happens. I think about World War II. Many people are concerned about their loved ones, being safe and hoping that they come back home. And there have been troubled times, many troubled times. But God is still the same. Even during these times, we can depend upon Him. We can go to Him during these times. One of the wonderful things that I've learned over the years is God is still the same at any time. You can talk with Him anywhere, anywhere, anytime. You can bring whatever you have, whatever needs you have, whatever concerns you have to Him, and He won't reject you. The other thing is that many are fearful. All the uncertainty. Many people have gotten sick. Sadly, some have passed. This year, I know a number of people who lost loved ones or friends. I'm pretty sure, something like this, it shakes your faith. I look at all the uncertainty, not only coming from people, but people who are in government, federal agencies, local jurisdictions, all things, all places. Parents are wondering what's going to happen with the kids if and when they return to school. Oh, people are going to have jobs. Are people going to know how they're going to pay their rent? I feel for the people who graduated from school, high school, college, grade school, particularly high school and college, will there be a job for them? Will people be able to continue on to school and get out of college? These are all concerns, rightly so. But remember, with all these things that happen, God knows all this stuff, He's right here. Now, some might be angry at God. Well, God, why does He do anything about this? God, why can't You do this? It's easy to blame somebody else for our troubles. I've heard in the past, if God's a good guy, why do you have all these wars? And God is a good guy. God never started old wars. Never started wars. He never took the right for people to choose. We all have a free mind to choose. One thing that I'm saddened by is that queer and trans people being killed. And it seems like in recent months it's been ramped up. I'm concerned about my friends and my neighbors, concerned about people who are sick. And we'll go to verse 10 here. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Now you look at verse 1. Let's go to verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. The earth gave way, the mountains fell, fall into the heart of the sea. though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Now you look at all these events that are happening now. It's, you know, reading these words remind me, you know, all the things that we held, may have held dear, all the things we're pretty much sure thing. Now they're not there anymore. So maybe that job that pays you six figures is not there anymore. Maybe that nice apartment that you had, so you can't afford it, so you have to move to smaller quarters, or they have to move you back to your parents' house. You know, all the places that you went, now you can't go to this. You know, most of the places are closed. When they're going to open up, you know, only God knows. And all the waves of life, you know, they're roaring before us, all the things that happen before us. You know, it's wearing on many folks. Concerned, well, how they're gonna educate their children, how they're gonna, you know, meet all their expenses. And a lot of things being thrown at. A lot of things being concerned about. And then verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I'm in God. I am God." When I think about this verse, I think about when the Israelites were fleeing Egypt and they came up to the Sea, Red Sea. And the Egyptians were behind them. And the people became fearful. You know, they cried out to Moses, "Bring us, throw us out in the desert here, and now we're going to die. We're going to die by the hands of the Egyptians." And you know, the Egyptians knew to them that they had ever caught. But Moses trusted God. Now, he said to people, "Be still, know that this is God." And the Red Sea opened. And it opened. And they were able to pass through. And I look at this time, you know, it's a rough time, but so we all, it's going to pass. There have been many, many things that happened. I remember back in the 68, 70, you had the Hong Kong flu. I remember as a child, we had the Asian flu. I remember when the city was bankrupt. I remember all the crime. I remember many bad things that were happening. But pass through. You know, some of you can probably thank God that God has kept you all this time during those rough times. You know, some of you are probably praising God because He brought you through a hard time. He helped you with your finances. He helped you, you know, helped you to get well if you were having an illness or you had an operation. You know, He helped you, you know, He healed that sick child, you know, got you a, you know, helped you to secure a job. You know, I'm sure people out here can just thank God, praise God for His grace. And the same thing is true even now, even during these times. You know, all we do is be still and know that I am God. We can trust God during these times. One thing about troubled times is it reveals, you know, what's in a person's heart. I have a saying that crisis will bring out either the best or the worst in people. Now, I've certainly seen the worst. I'm pretty sure many of you have. But I've also seen the best. And I've seen people ask about their neighbors. I've seen people check on their neighbors. I've seen people who were hungry, they had something there, they gave it to the person who needed it. You know, and I've seen people who encouraged others or helped out each other. There seems wonderful things, people stepping up, people being in the breach, people praying for others. And I've seen that. And I'm sure you've seen that too. See, no matter what goes on, you know, we're going to find our refuge in God. We're going to find our strength in God. In God's presence in times of trouble. I can look back on my life. I remember when I had major surgery. You know, I cried out to God. God filled that room before the Holy Spirit filled that room. Right then, God was telling me everything's going to be all right. Then many times I've experienced that. I'm pretty sure there are times that you've experienced that. I'm pretty sure you have. And trust God during this time. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. I mean, I like to be out almost every day. You know, it's cramping my style. Yes, I'll admit that. It's cramping my style. But you just take one day at a time. You know, God's going to see us through all this. So it's just God saying yesterday, today, and forever. See, He doesn't change. And we can depend. That's one sure thing that we have. God is a rock. You know, you want that rock during that time. You want something to hold on to stand on, firm. And this is the greatest time we can trust Him. We can look to Him, cry out to Him, ask Him to help us. And I assure you that when we look to God to calm our hearts, to bring calm to us, to meet all of our needs, heal them, give us peace in our hearts, everything around may be falling apart, but God is leaving calm in the middle of all these storms. You know, and I encourage you to seek Him out. Seek Him out. One thing about God is never fail. And this is Genevieve. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Genevieve Gem. And I love to hear from you. I have a Facebook account. I hope you look towards facebook.com/ Jenny Rose. And I look forward to the next time for our next episode. And I thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.